Sims Jewelry.
Hey, it's Nick with RDI. How you doing?
I'm good, Nick. How are you?
Good. Why do you sound blue?
I'm tired. It's Friday. I want to go home.
Yeah, I feel that. You should ask the boss if you could leave. Wait, that's you. You can leave. Just go.
In fact, I almost didn't come in this morning. I'm like, I don't want to.
I almost called myself in sick, but I wasn't gonna believe me. Is that
I'm
what
not
you're
going to
saying?
believe you.
No, that's what you're saying. No, you didn't want to go in, huh?
No, I really didn't.
I feel you. I was thinking that too, but I'm out of time off for the year, so.
Well, I have to close to get time off, so.
You have to do, oh yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's way worse. If I begged for it, I could still get it, but I wouldn't be paid.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And we had a young man coming in picking up an engagement ring today, so we had to be here.
Tell me about it. Tell me about this engagement ring.
Oh, it's very sweet. His fiance or his fiance to be's whole family knows about it, and they've scheduled family pictures. And he's from Maine, so his mom and sister and father have come from Maine. And he's going to do it right before family pictures. They've got the photographer going to be hidden, and then my son is friends with him, so they're going to he already has a surprise engagement party planned.
Oh, that's very cool. I like stuff like that.
So he was nervous beyond nervous today, though, when he came in.
I bet you. I believe it. Can I tell you something funny? So my little sister just got engaged last year, I think, and her wedding's in October. And there was no photographer hired or anything like that. But where they were walking, it's like the scenic area kind of by Lake Ontario. A lot of people go over there. There was someone in the tree above where he proposed to her. So like
Oh, really?
they're going for a walk and then, her fiance, Mike, gets down on a knee, starts saying stuff, and then, gets done with the proposal, and then this other guy like jumps down from the tree and scared the shit out of them both. And was like, "Hey, sorry, I was up in that tree. I saw something was going on. I caught this on video. Thought you guys would want to see it." And I was like, first of all, great timing. Second, how often is there someone in a tree that I'm like just walking past? You know what I mean? Like it never occurred to me, not once, that like there could be people in these trees.
No, why would you think there was people in the trees?
Yeah, I know. Oh, what a weird guy he must be. Thank God her fiance is a big, big guy, and she'll just be safe. She'll be safe from the tree people forever. So, what did you get this boy? Why didn't I get to sell
He
you a
was the
diamond?
2-carat marquee we were looking for.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. A couple months ago or whatever. So you just delivered that. Yeah, those are hot. Those are hot right now. I got like four different calls today, like right now, for carat and a half to 2-carat marquees.
Yeah, we just got my son's custom marquee mounting done. And of course, like I told you, he's friends with this guy. I said, "So when are you going to do this?" He goes, "Well, I have to wait on Jackson now."
Oh God.
But his was actually a stone that was mine. Mom had given it to me, and I don't care for marquees. And I suppose that's the type that she wants. You can
Wait,
have this one.
you don't care for marquees? I don't think you've ever let me know about that before.
No, I don't.
No, you
I
say
wouldn't
any.
wear one personally.
You say it every chance you get.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't like them. I don't
I
know why
don't
they're
like them.
popular.
Nope.
I get it. I get it.
I didn't used to like emerald cuts either, but they've grown on me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
What?
but they have to be really good.
Yeah, like you can't see anything in it.
Yep.
You're like, VS, VVS even.
Yep.
I just sold a emerald cut an NVS2. That's what they wanted. And
N?
Yeah, N. Not
so
M.
Yellow.
It wasn't yellow. It was darker, but it wasn't, you know.
Gray?
What I mean. Yeah, it was like, I don't know, it was just like that, almost like amber hue. It was like sepia tone, you know what I mean? I don't know, it's hard to describe, but that's what they were looking for, and that's great. I showed them an M, and they're like, I want to go one color lower.
Really?
I'm like, okay, literally, yeah, for a three carat emerald cut. So
how much was it?
I'm going to look at the price on this real fast. Open items. $13,452 for
I don't think I'd have done that.
304 emerald NVVS1. So,
not in that color. I wouldn't have done that.
So it's just like something it's one of those cause and effect things with lab grown that,
yeah,
you know, all right, now everyone has this perfect colorless diamond.
Yeah.
And so now if I'm going to spend the money on a natural, I don't want people to think it's a lab. I'll go lower in color.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You know, there's some people that when they zig, they zag. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
everyone zigs, I'm going to zag. You know, they love to be different. So good for them. And
yeah,
I have lifetime trade, so there's that.
So they can trade it back for a better-looking stone later.
Later on when they would come to their senses, right?
Yeah,
like,
when everybody's going, what's wrong with the color?
Yeah, absolutely. One-for-one trade, dollar for dollar what you paid. Spend a dollar more. Yeah, we got it. Anything else that you guys got going that I could help out with? I mean,
no, we still, I haven't, I forgot to ask Chris if he's talked with Brian, but I don't have anything else right now.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that guy. I don't, if we never talk about him again, I'll just assume he disappeared. But if he comes back, oh my goodness, I hope I'm your first phone call. Because I got all the stuff. I got all the things. No, I got a lot of great diamonds that we've been, you know, we've been trying to pay attention to all the trends, like always, and making sure
mm-hmm.
that we have what's going to be in demand and sought after. So that's how we have marquees. You know.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything is hard. If you need matched melee, if you need a lab stone in a made-up shape, you know, you need a Donald
like
Trump lab
horrible stone. Marquee duchess thing.
Yep. We sell, I don't know how many of those a week.
I don't like those either. It's too marquee.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's cool, but I actually have, so I have a jeweler that I work with that he wanted to get his girlfriend one of those, but he
mm-hmm.
wanted to go natural. And they don't have those in natural. Like,
oh, I guess they don't.
Yeah. I mean, they have some, but they're step cut. They don't have any of their brilliant. Yeah, exactly. So what he ended up doing is he ended up getting her a modified marquee step cut. Have you ever seen one of those?
I don't guess so.
They're crazy. And, you know, because he's a jeweler and he wants
something different.
He wants to, yeah, he can't just get his girl anything. He's like, I can't get a regular marquee. They're everywhere. And I was like, I mean, they're kind of not, but, you know,
yeah.
I see what he's saying. Man, I don't know how many thousands of hours I poured into finding him.
Oh, I bet.
You know, but he's, you know, he's one of my jeweler buddies. So I was like, I'm gonna do what it takes. We got to make this special. The guy's in love, you know?
That's
we've
right.
We got to get him the right stuff, so
yeah.
I love it. But anyway, I got to go do the next thing. But please think of something that that I can get you.
Okay.
I love talking with you. I would love to do business even more. Ooh.
Yep.
All right.
We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, all right. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.